Hey, Tommy, I love that the front page of the Warrnambool Standard today is Braden Small, who's back after the brain cancer. We're going to have a chat to him a little later as well, but what a story is that.
He's a legend of the game as well, and geez, we really missed him in the weigh room, you know, because he is... There's some banter out of him. He's always up for a laugh. He's always up to mischief. And we missed him for a long time, but it's great to have him back.
It certainly is. I want to ask you about Stern Idol. Obviously, he's a $1.33 favourite today in the Brierley, which most people think he'll just be too quick. But he's also a $1.90 in the Grand Annual. If they decide to back up in the Annual after what happened last week, do you want to take him on?
I personally would. Look, it all depends on how he goes today. You know, if he absolutely streets them today, well then, they'd be as well to go for a Grand Annual. Look, he is racing a lot kinder this year than he was last year. You know, he's a lot more mature and he's settling a bit. So there's far and against, I suppose. But I wouldn't mind taking him on.
Yeah. Do you think the weather and the track will play much of a part? I know they're putting a lot of water on it, but it's not the traditional really heavy surfaces we normally see during...
I definitely will. Obviously, the better the ground, the better chance he has of getting the trip. But he's a magnificent, magnificent horse. If you just look at him in the parade ring today, you know, he's about 17.2, 17.3 hands high. He's huge, but he's magnificent. But that could play into his defects today, because there's a lot of jumping, there's a lot of climbing, a lot of turning, and for a big horse like him, it can get a good horse unstuck around here, you know.
Yeah, well, you're riding against him today. Obviously, you're on Mighty Oasis. Is it a race where you just got a bowl going $1.33 favourite who'll probably get out in front and just make his own way? Well, you just got to concentrate on riding your own race and not so much focus on the favourite.
Well, exactly, and you try not to let him get away too much, you know. You know, you have to be within striking distance, even though if you are going a little bit quicker than what you should be going. But my horse, Mighty Oasis, in that race, he's a bonny little horse. You know, he's not that big. He'll be tiny compared to a Stern Idol today, but he's quick and nimble. He does jump a little bit right, but he's... That suits him going around here, because they go the other direction up the hill, and that he does jump right, but he's quick and he's nimble. And he's actually, if you look at him today, he's very funny. He's a super, super jumper, but he actually crosses his two front feet when he's jumping.
That must be a bit disconcerting.
It's not. It's actually a lot of... There's a good few horses that do it, but he is professional at it.
Wow.
And even the last day in Ballarat, down over the last two, you can really see it, that he crosses his two front legs. It's actually quite amazing to see it, especially a picture. Yeah.
Wow. Talking to Tommy Ryan, Star Jumps jockey, who is riding Mighty Oasis in the Brierley today, and it's been well backed, $8, third favourite, and he's a horse that does like to be on speed as well. So is your plan to try and just follow Stern Idol not too far away?
Well, that's what we'll be trying to do. In a, like, he does go at a real good gallop, so you have to be trying to be within certain striking distance of him anyway.
How much do tactics come into play in these races, where you talk about maybe trying to cut the corner, save a little bit of ground, and where you position your horses?
They're massive around here, especially around Warrnambool, because you know, because there is so much jumping, there is so much climbing, there is so much turning. You know, every little inch helps, and it tells in the end.
Is he your best chance, do you think, Mighty Oasis, today?
He's best chance today. I only have one other in the second maiden hurdle. One for Mick Trotter. Mick Trotter is a very good trainer, but
Rylestone.
But he has it all to do going on his flat farm and that. And he's a pretty nice little horse, but probably down the track a little bit.
And then we'll talk about Bedford more tomorrow, but he looks like he's a very good chance in the Gallywood. Matty Stewart having a bit of a joke with you because you're riding Bedford, not the Hayes one, because in your other role, you work for Lindsay Park and the boys. So we can get two little bits of insight from the Hayes camp as well. So are they pretty confident with their team down here over the next few years?
Yeah, we've a good few runners. There's actually more runners this year than we had last year. Which is good, but we have a nice little team assembled. Obviously Harper Lee today, we've Porky M and Jabberwockies as well tomorrow. We've a good little team, yeah.
So Harper Lee, it comes through that 2-year-old race that we were actually talking about, Henry Dwyer's runner as well, and I've always had a bit of an opinion of her, and you've got a couple of nice two-year-olds to give you, a benchmark as well.
Yeah, and she, happily, she's owned by a great bunch of people in Louis from Laurel Oak Bloodstock. You know, he's a great supporter of Lindsay Park and a great fella, but very good buyer of a horse as well. And he bought this one, and we've always held her in high regard. She was very unlucky the last day in Caulfield. You know, she just didn't get the luck in running, you know, and she got stopped a couple of times up the straight, which is not easy to do around Caulfield, obviously. But she was still banged there, and we're hoping for a good show today.
Gee, I do notice there's been a very well-backed runner from the stable, Sacred Palace and the Wongoom, tomorrow. Is there a bit of confidence about
it? Yeah, we don't have it that long. But yeah, I haven't personally set on it, so I don't really know too much about it. But yeah, the lads are hopeful. Yeah.
All right, Tommy. Good luck today, mate. Especially with your ride in the Briley. Looking forward to getting you back on tomorrow. We'll analyse day two. Have you got an early tip as to who could be the superstars of the carnival when we write the postscript in 3 days' time?
Well, look at. I think Irish Butterfly in race three today is a big chance. He ran second the first day, and he was very unlucky that day, and he finished second to a very good horse of Gate Waterhouses. So I think he'll be very hard to beat. And that's obviously Willie McCarthy, and Willie McCarthy also rides Stern Idol, so it could be a big day for him. Yeah,
could be. Mate, well done. It's great catching up with you. Good luck today, and we'll have a chat to you tomorrow.
Good stuff. Thanks, lads. Thanks a million.
Tommy Ryan joining us there.